Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It is Saturday, April 20th, 2024, and I welcome you to another edition of another episode, excuse me, of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I am so excited to be with you. Can you believe it? We are halfway through April, getting ready to go into May, and this year is really moving. I hope that you're making progress, that you're accomplishing your goals, and that you're living the life that you were destined and created to live. Thank you again for joining me for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I want to say hello to anyone that may be listening for the very first time. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life, your day, your schedule, to join us here for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. This is so much more than a show. It's a platform that we created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And through captivating conversations, intriguing guests, inspiring tools and strategies, and legendary wisdom, we want to empower you to live your greatest life every single day. And I'm so honored that you would take the time out of your life and your schedule to be with us. I want to say hello to my Apple Podcast family, my Spotify family, which is continuing to grow. The growth with Spotify has been amazing. I want to say hello to my Google family, which Google is going away soon, so I hope you'll connect with us on another platform. Hello to those of you listening to me on Luminary, those of you listening to me on Amazon, those of you listening to me on Audible, and any platform that I may not have named but that you're listening on. I thank you so much for being a part of this community and the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I would love to connect with you beyond this show. Please reach out to us on our website, www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you'll find a plethora of empowerment tools and resources, all aimed at empowering you to live your greatest life. You can find out more about me and my work that we're doing around the world. Beyond this podcast, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, LLC, a global management consulting and advisory firm that works with leaders around the world, training, developing, and empowering them to lead change and ultimately to move the world forward. And so if you want to know more about me, consulting, advising services, keynote presentations, conferences, seminars, symposiums, live events, and so much more, you can find all of that information on the site. While you're there, connect with me on social media. All of the links to my social media platforms are there, with the exception of TikTok, which is Official Jamel Sanders, and Threads, which is Official Jamel Sanders. You can also find the link to sign up for my empowerment newsletter that goes out quarterly. There are some things that I don't talk about on this platform or other platforms, but those that are on my mailing list always get the latest developments and updates, so you definitely want to be connected to the mailing list. And you can also just find more about products, my empowerment shop, and so much more while you're on the website. So I hope that you'll take a moment and check it out. Also, we have just recently revamped my empowerment store, so you can find everything from mugs and tumblers to my breakthrough journal, which was released last year, and we just redid the Breakthrough Journal. So it's been relaunched. It's even better than the first edition, and I hope that you will grab a copy. You can go to JamelSanders.com and go under Shop and find that journal. Anybody that knows me, I'm an avid journaler. I've been journaling for a very long time, and I believe that journaling is a powerful success tool and secret that will empower you to learn more about yourself, explore the depths of your capacity and potential, and empower you to become the most greatest expression of who you were created to be. So definitely get a copy of the Breakthrough Journal. I believe it will be helpful and beneficial to you. Beyond that, I have written a ton of books, but I'm not going to go into all of them. I'll just recommend my latest book, book number 12, Wounds, Incubating Prophetic Promises for Prophetic Fulfillment. This is the sequel to my 11th book, Pressure, and the book is doing really well. And Wounds is a powerful book because everybody likes to live in the realm of possibilities and potentialities. But the real question becomes, how do we convert potentialities into realities, into manifestation in our lives? We do it through a prophetic development process. And this book really delves deep into the prophetic development process, how to do it, how to bring things out of the invisible into the visible realm, how to contend for your prophetic future, and how to see the realization of your greatest goals, dreams, and desires. It's a powerful book, and I believe that it will radically revolutionize and transform your life. You can get a copy of Wounds from Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors. And I'm so grateful for all of you that have supported Wounds. Speaking of Wounds, this week was incredible. I'm sure if you have been, if you're on my mailing list or if you have been following on social media, I announced not too long ago a new course called Wounds, a Prophetic Journey course based on my 12th book. And this week I had the privilege of teaching the first session of the course live, and it was unbelievable. It was so powerful, so dynamic, and I'm already getting some incredible feedback from the first session. You should take this course. You may say, well, you've already started teaching the course. The great thing about it is that all of this content has been recorded. There's lifetime access to the content, and it's going to revolutionize your life. In this course, I really delve into the prophetic development process. I talk about the necessity of prophetic intercession, the contending nature that is required to manifest your destiny, and ultimately how to incubate prophetic potentialities that are ready to be born to time. It is a phenomenal course. It comes with some dynamic resources and tools to help you to take your life to the next level. And this course is really a catalyst to spiritual awakening and revolution in your life. It has been such a delight to teach it, and I tell you, it is resonating in a major way, and I hope that you will inquire and learn more about the course and even more courses that we'll be launching in the days to come. So if you're interested in learning about the course, go to JamelSanders.com, and there you will find a link to Wounds, a Prophetic Journey course. You can either contact us for more information, and you can register and find all of that information right there on the website. And thank you to those that have invested in the course and have shared with me how this course is impacting and transforming their lives. It has been so powerful, and I'm just so excited because I'm a teacher at heart, and it really gives me the opportunity to pour into individuals that are hungry to learn and grow and to reach the next level in their life. So what I want to do right now, I want to take a very quick break, and we're going to jump into a very powerful discussion today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we're jumping into a very powerful topic today. I hope that you will stay tuned and that you will get some insight from this that will help you to take your life to the next level. So let's just get into this. The topic is determined, going after the life you were born for. This is what I know. Many dreams die because desire was never coupled with determination. And as you've heard me talk this year, has been an amazing year, but a very challenging and a very chaotic year at the same time, because I'm growing, the business is growing, everything is growing at lightning speed, and it has challenged me in so many ways. And, you know, last year challenged me and pushed me, but it seems like this year is challenging and pushing me even more. It's pushing me to move beyond my comfort zone, number one. It's pushing me beyond my limits. It's forcing me to address more self-limiting beliefs and perceptions. It's forcing me to assess the landscape of my relationship constellation. and to see what relationships are really vital to my destiny and what relationships are really vultures and leeches that don't really serve any value in my life. And so this year has brought a lot of auditing for me, auditing relationships, auditing business, auditing personal life, auditing the priorities that I set for myself, auditing where I invest my time, where I give my energy. This year is really challenging me in so many ways, and I think it's a good thing because, number one, you know I'm a writer, so I'm always writing something, so it's challenging me there. It's challenging me as an entrepreneur in a way I've never been challenged before. I'm being pushed to new levels and new heights, and that's exciting. And then it's challenging me with these courses. As I'm creating these courses and even as I've taught this first part of Wounds Live, I'm being challenged even more to go beyond, you know, limits, boundaries, internal dialogues, all of that good stuff. And so I feel like determination is such an important part of the success equation in our lives. And so many times we are wondering why we're not seeing the breakthroughs that we want to see and we're not making the progress that we want to make in our lives. And a lot of times things are dying in our lives because we have not coupled desire with determination. And here we are at the start of the second quarter of 2024. The first 3 months of this year have flown by, and hopefully you can look back and see productivity, progress, and results in your life. You know, one of the things that I find very interesting is that a lot of people come into a new year with all of this excitement and adrenaline and anticipation of all these things they're going to do, and they don't even get through January before that is lost. And not only is that lost, but they lose sight of their goals, they lose sight of their vision and mission, and they waste all of this time doing things that do not bring them closer to the life that they want to live. And I feel like one of the most things we can do in our lives is to fail to reach for new dimensions and new heights. Write that down. One of the most dissatisfying things we can do with our lives is to fail to reach for new dimensions and new heights in our lives. And I feel like it's one of the reasons that I'm constantly assessing myself, my performance, my potential, my priorities, the relationships that I have. I'm assessing who I partner with because some people are not worth partnering with, nor should you partner with. And so I'm always auditing because I'm a person that is always focused on advancement and progress and momentum. And there are so many people that are just okay with mediocrity. They're just okay with being stuck. They're okay with inaction. And one of the things that we have to master doing is becoming people of imperfect action. I always tell my mentees and different individuals that it's not going to be perfect. You know, there are things that I look back on personally and professionally, and I said that was absolutely terrible. But you know what? You had to start somewhere, and so many people never start. They just sit and they wait and they talk about their dreams, but they're not going after the things that they say that they want. And I feel like a life that is not in pursuit of a goal or a dream is a pointless existence. You're just wasting time and air and space, and you're not really doing anything impactful with your life. And if this year has not gone so well for you so far, this is a great time to reset and to get clear on your goals and to define your priorities again. You know, I always tell people, until the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, you have an opportunity to make changes in your life. And so many people after January is like, oh, I'll get to it next year. But you don't have to wait until next year. You have the ability right now to put certain things in motion and in place to take your life from where you are to the place that you want to be. The truth of the matter is that you are in the driver's seat and you are ultimately determining the direction that your life is taking. And so a lot of people want to acquiesce to situations and circumstances and play the role of a victim and tell their sad story, and they want everybody to feel sorry for them and sympathy for them. And I always tell people, sympathy is not a life strategy. Sympathy and pity are not going to take your life to the next level, but responsibility, accountability, and action will be the forces that drive change and growth and development in every aspect of your life. And so where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraints and run wild. I think about, you know, the last episode of this podcast was the anniversary episode. It was a big episode, and many of you listened. We looked at the data and analytics, and so many of you wrote some very beautiful and inspiring messages of how my life and work and this platform has so blessed and benefited your life, and I thank you for that. But as I told you in that episode, there was a vision for this podcast, and, you know, that vision was only about 6 months when it began, and that vision has grown into more than a decade of empowerment, and it's still going. And what amazes me is that people are actually still listening to it, because honestly, this was really an experiment for me. I didn't know how it would go. I didn't know how people would react. I didn't know how the response would be. And people have so enjoyed this platform. I hear so many people telling me that they're learning, they're growing. It's like a soul food for them and a boost every time they listen. And so this is one of the things I'm very proud of, as I said in that episode, because it was all trial and error. It's all about figuring it out, and we figured it out, and we're figuring it out more because we want to continue to create content that empowers people to live a greater life. But what I really want to drive home with you today is that you need to get a vision for your life. It's very hard to be motivated when you have nothing to focus on. And so many people are like, Jamel, I don't understand why I have like these bursts of excitement and energy, and then I just go back to average and mediocrity. You don't have a vision. You haven't anything that you are focusing on that is guiding and governing your life and your movement and the actions that you're taking. And if you want different, then you must begin to steer your life in a different direction. A lot of people are asking for different, but they're not doing anything different. You know, I talked to so many people over the years that will tell me unequivocally, Jamel, I know my life needs to change. Well, you've heard me say this before. It's not enough for you to acknowledge that something needs to change in your life. At some point, you have to take the actual action steps that are going to produce the change. And I think a lot of times we romanticize the idea of change, but we're not willing to make the investments to change. And, you know, a lot of people come to me, and I turn a lot of people down because they want me to mentor, and I don't have the time to mentor everybody. I don't have the time to pour into everybody. But one of the things that I always find so interesting is that everybody has this grand vision and grand idea of what they want their lives to be. And when you begin to tell them about the investments that it's going to take to get to the life that they say they want, I'm amazed at the number of people that give up, throw in the towel, or they start making excuses for why they can't do it. And what amazes me is that we put people on such pedestals that are achieving great things in life, and a pedestal is only an object that is propping something up. In other words, yes, you may put that person on a pedestal, but we all have raw potential. And the difference between you and that individual is that they have taken that raw potential and they have converted it into something purposeful and powerful. And a lot of us are just living pitiful lives, looking for sympathy and hoping for something to change, and we're not doing anything to change it. At some point, you're going to have to make some type of investment in the life that you say that you want. And a lot of people, you know, I tell people, you don't have to be impressed with me. You don't have to be in awe of me. There's not anything particularly special about me at all, but I have done the work. I have developed. I have made an intentional plan in my life to grow and to become the greatest expression of who God created me to be. And everybody has that potential. Everybody can do that and be that. but everybody won't do it. Because this is how I like to put it. Greatness calls out to everybody, but very few ever answer its call. And so we have all been called to greatness, and that greatness will look different for every person, because greatness has different facets. It has different layers and dimensions to greatness, but we're all called to greatness, but very few people will ever answer that call, because the call comes at a very high price. You know, I did a post on one of my platforms this week, and I talked about the price that comes with greatness. People will respect you. People will admire you. People will want to be in association with you, but they have no idea what it costs to be who you are. And I look at the people, you know, there are people that have told me and made assumptions as if I have never gone through anything in my life, that every day is sunny and there's never adversity. And I laughed and I said, do you really think that there are people in the world that that's the reality for? I said, nobody has that reality. And when people begin to hear, or they'll read a book, or they'll hear me do an interview, and they'll say, I didn't know, you know, all of that has happened in your life. We can't make assumptions. You have to understand that every person has a journey. And when we can honor and respect that person's journey, we can receive from their lives. But you can't receive from any person that you don't honor and respect. And a lot of us just have an admiration, but we don't really honor and respect the investments and the selflessness that individuals have had to display to become who they are today. And so before we covet somebody else's life, let's think about the commitments that they have had to make to be who they are. And I think that when you look at things from that perspective, it really begins to change your mindset around success and greatness and reaching your full potential. The first 3 months of this year have pushed and challenged me in ways that I've never been challenged before. As I manage business and personal goals, I find myself being stretched to new levels and challenged to embrace new realms. And you heard me kind of talk about that in the opening of the show today. One of the things that you have to really guard against is a limited mindset, or better yet, living your life adjusted to an old paradigm. I talk to so many people that have all the potential in the world. They show great promise, but they live adjusted to an old paradigm. And I always tell people that old ways of thinking will never unlock new ways of living. And so we keep going back to thought patterns and processes that did not work in a previous season, and they won't work in this season. And what happens is, instead of developing a bulletproof mindset, we develop a restricted and limited mindset, because your mind has to be stretched to new ideas and new concepts and new philosophies and new information. And so many times we don't want to do the things that are necessary for the mind to be stretched to new heights. And a lot of times we'll say, oh, it's too hard, or oh, it's too difficult, or, oh, you know, this is beyond me. We make all the excuses, but you have to stretch your thinking in different areas to different levels. And the only way that you stretch your thinking to new levels is, well, really two ways. Pressure has to be applied to your life. And number two, you have to be exposed to new information, new people, new places. And as you do that, you begin to shift your paradigm, your perspective begins to change, and you begin to create a different reality for yourself. As I'm going after audacious goals in my life this year, I find myself once again coming face to face with self-limiting beliefs and perceptions that stand between me and the attainment of my goals. As if 2023 didn't challenge my thinking enough, I'm being challenged again to think at a higher level and to think differently. If you are not being stretched in your thinking, you have to challenge yourself if you really want to grow and take your life to the next level. And so this is a year where we got to put a great emphasis on growth. Don't confuse busy work with productivity and growth, because because a lot of people I talk to, and I feel like some people are going to get offended with this statement, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, I love you in truth and love because I want to help you. But a lot of people will wear busyness as a badge of honor, like they're important. And when we really audit the things that they're doing, they're not really doing anything important or productive at all. They're just busy. And so you have to guard against thinking that busy means productive or that busy means that you're growing. Because a lot of people tell me, oh, you know, I'm just so busy. I'm doing da-da-da-da-da. And when I really begin to sit down and talk with them and assess where they are in their lives, they're not growing. They're doing a lot of stuff, and the busyness is keeping them from the growth work that needs to take place to get to the next level. And so we can deceive ourselves, and we can think that because we're busy, we're productive, and we're growing. But at some point, you really got to have a heart-to-heart with yourself, and you got to look at where you are in relationship to where it is that you want to be and the goals that you set for yourself this year. And if you don't have goals or clear intentions that you set for the year, we already know you're not growing because you didn't even come into this year with a growth plan. And so how are you growing? What are you reading? What are you consuming? Who are you connecting with? What relationships are you surrounding yourself with? What professional tools and events and development opportunities that you're taking advantage of? Are you taking time with yourself to journal and to reflect and do introspection on your life and your experiences? There's so many pieces that go into growth, and there are so many people that are not really growing. We're going from year to year, but we're not growing and developing, and this is so important to your true success and prosperity in life. And so we often hear about determination, but I'm convinced that we don't really know what it means. While many see determination as never giving up, the reality is that the word goes much deeper than that. Determination is the ability to persevere in the midst of intense pressure and adversity. Let me say that again. Determination is the ability to persevere in the midst of intense pressure and adversity. Determination is the ability to press beyond circumstances and to press your way into change. Now, let's stop right there. I can do an audit really quickly that many times if determination is the ability to press beyond circumstances and press your way into change, why is it that so many people become prisoners and captives of their circumstances? And they never press into change. And I feel like a lot of that is because there is a lack of determination. I want to also state that determination is not willpower, because a lot of times we're like, I think I can. I'm not talking about willpower or positive thinking. I'm talking about an inner resolve and an inner fortitude that does not stop short of what is possible for your life and a life that is in alignment with your true potential and power. And so determination is a commitment to purpose that is not compromised in the face of distractions. Ooh, write that down. Determination is a commitment to purpose that is not compromised in the face of distractions. Now, all of us have the potential to be distracted on a daily and a consistent basis. Why? Because we have something called smartphones. We have something called laptops. We have something called iPads. We have something called television. We have something called people. You know, I always tell people, I say, I love people, but people can become a great distraction in your life. And when you love people, and my work centers around people and developing people and helping people, if I'm not careful, people will pull me right out of purpose and into their problems and their situations and their lives. And so I have to establish very clear boundaries, because I love you, but you are not going to become a distraction to me. And anybody that knows me knows that the moment you do become a distraction, you become eliminated really quickly from my life, because I just don't have time for distraction. Distractions are the down payments on future cycles of failure and regret. And determination is the currency of a defeated life. And so One thing that you have got to guard aggressively against is being distracted, because it hurts your life in ways that you would not even begin to believe. Determination is a resolution that refuses to stop short of the realization of a goal, dream, or intention. Determination is strength of will to seize the win. So again, it's not about willpower, but it is about a strength of will and an inner fortitude to seize the victory in every area of your life. What I really want you to understand is that the great allow discipline to dictate their actions. The great, the truly great, allow discipline to dictate their actions. Anybody that knows me, or anybody that has spent 24 hours or any amount of time with me, will tell you that I do not operate based on how I feel. I do not operate based on my mood. I don't operate based on inspiration and motivation, which is really interesting to me because I inspire and motivate people around the world, but I'm not moved by inspiration or motivation. I could care less. I don't look for it. It's not something that I'm in search of. But what people will tell you is that Jamel is a very disciplined person, very disciplined. And so I win every time, and I beat people so many at so many different things because of discipline. It's not even that I'm necessarily better in an area or even more proficient, but I am more disciplined. And so most people operate on emotion and mood and feelings, and, you know, I don't feel like doing it today. Well, Jamel is not the I feel like or don't feel like doing person. There are certain things that have got to get done, regardless of what I feel, regardless of if I'm inspired or motivated, I'm going to do it. And I think that's one of the things that just separates me from so many people, and it just leaves me scratching my head. It's like, if you feel like it, well, if it was up to how we feel, we wouldn't hardly get anything done. And then when you look at a lot of people's lives, that's why they're not getting anything done, because everything is based on how you feel. And at the end of the day, your emotions do not produce the results that you want, but your discipline will. Write that down. Your emotions will not produce the results that you want in your life, but your discipline will. And a lot of people, when they look over the year or they look over the months, we can see a bunch of emotional days but no victories. And I can look over the months and days and years, and I can see discipline and a lot of victories. And so if you really want to change the trajectory of your life, it's not about emotion and feeling. It's about living a disciplined life. And what I have learned is that if we're dictated by how we feel, we will become distracted from the future. And so a lot of people are talking about the future, but they don't realize that they're distracted and they're distanced from the future every time they entertain that distraction. And if your actions are dictated by discipline, you will be able to ultimately, if your actions are dictated by discipline, nothing will be able to drive you from your destiny or your goals. And so, you know, people have said all kinds of things. They've had all kinds of opinions about me and what I do and what they think I should do. And the reality is that none of them have driven me away from my goals or intentions or the things that I've set for myself. And I watch people give up so easily, and it lets me know that they really weren't committed to it from the beginning, because if you can be talked out of something so easily, that thing was never solidified in you. Success is not about emotions. It's about endurance. And let's explore the first metric of this a little bit, because I really want you to get some value out of this. Determination is having a strong commitment to purpose. As I have faced a number of challenges this year already with growing and expanding my business, I've been forced to ask myself one important question. Are you committed to your purpose? Write that down. Are you committed to your purpose? I want you to write that in your breakthrough journal and spend some time with that question over the next week. Are you really committed to your purpose? Because if you've read my autobiography, Unbreakable, and you've read my books, and you've consumed my content, and when you hear the amount of adversity that has had to be overcome in my life, it's like what is the excuse? Because you're settling and you haven't even encountered the degree of adversity that other people have encountered in their lives, and they've overcome it. So what is the real excuse for why you're not going further? Are you really committed to your purpose? And you know, for me, the thing that has kept me and anchored me in some of the darkest seasons of my life has been purpose. Because there's been times where you don't have the cheerleaders. You don't have people believing in you or the things you want to do. You don't have relationships that really genuinely support you and want the best for you. They just want what they can get from you. And so how do you navigate those seasons of your life and still keep that thing intact? And for me, it was because I had such a great vision and purpose in my life. And even when I couldn't see how things were going to change or how I was going to come through those circumstances in my life, that vision and purpose kept motivated. And I'm grateful that I'm on the other side of that now, but I feel like a lot of people are not really committed to purpose. They give up so easy. They let people talk them out of their dreams. They let people disrespect their vision. They let people put restrictions on their potential and what's possible for them. And you have to stop letting people that have settled in their own life shrink and reduce your life and what's possible for you. You don't have to settle. If they're okay with average and comfortable and they don't want to do anything different with their lives, you let them be. But you keep going after the life that you were born for. And I've discovered that it's easy to be committed to your purpose when everything is going well, but how committed are you to your purpose when you face adverse winds and contradictions? Ooh, I could do a whole show on that one line. How committed are you to your purpose when you face adverse winds and contradictions? Because, you know, one of the things I always tell people, and some people are like, you know, you're the only ever heard say that. When I go into a new year, particularly when I'm working with a client or a person that wants to be mentored or trained or developed, I tell them this right off the bat, January 1st, January 2nd, I tell them this. This year is going to be full of possibility, opportunity, potentiality, victories, etc. But I think you can, on the same hand, guarantee that this year is going to be filled with crises, challenges, contradictions, and adversities. And sometimes their eyes get big like, you did not just say that. Yes, I did. Because, you know, you can't just expect sunshine and no rain. There's going to be adversity. And without adversity, a lot of us wouldn't even go after anything more in our lives. We would really settle into mediocrity because we wouldn't have anything to push us to the next level. So you need adversity and you need contradictions because this is going to test how committed you are to the thing that you say you want in your life. And what happens when you face challenges that have the potential to choke the life out of your dreams. What happens? Do you stay committed? Do you stay steadfast? Do you stay determined and resilient? Or are those things that cause you to give up and to give in? In order to remain committed to your purpose, you've got to have a strong why. You've heard me say this before. A strong why will overcome any what. Whatever that what is in your life, if it's fear, if it's self-limiting beliefs, if it's perceptions, if it's restrictions, if it's cultural barriers and challenges, whatever that thing is, a strong enough why will overcome any what. But a strong why can withstand the strongest winds and the darkest wilderness. So you need a strong why. A lot of people haven't found that why. And you know how I know they haven't found it? Because they recycle and regurgitate other people's vision. They cannot articulate what their vision for their life is. And I'm like, that sounds wonderful, but that's not your vision. That's something that you have replicated from somebody else. What is the vision for your life? And what I've discovered and why I'm so gifted at this as somebody that I would consider to be a vision mastery specialist is that I have taken the time to craft my vision. And I've crafted it in great detail, and I've went into every area and aspect of my life, and I continue to refine that vision over and over again, and that vision keeps me focused. But when I talk like this to people, they look like, who are you and what planet did you come from? And I'm like, you don't have a vision for your life. You don't have details of the direction that you want your life to take. And I said, if you don't have a vision for your life, you're going to spend the rest of your life living out somebody else's vision. And most people are living somebody else's vision because they don't have one. And one of the most important things that you can do is to take the time to clarify what your vision is. You can, you commit to your commitment to your purpose, will determine a couple of things in your life. Number one, what you pay attention to. Write this down. Your commitment to purpose will determine what you pay attention to. Sometimes we are attracted to distractions that look like opportunities. We can end the episode right there. Sometimes we're attracted to distractions that look like opportunities. And I hear people all the time saying, Jamil, this is like the opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm like, that's wonderful. And I begin to probe them on that. And I say, how is this the opportunity of a lifetime? What are you doing to position for this, and how are you leveraging this to get to the next level? And then they give me this weird look, and it lets me know that what they see, they're attracted to a distraction that looks like an opportunity. And if they entertain that, it's going to pull them further and further away from their true goals and intentions and what they want to accomplish with their life. So your commitment to purpose will determine what you pay attention to, and attention is a currency. It's a currency of your future, but attention is the currency of the momentum of your life. It is a currency of the, what's the word I'm looking for? The flow of your life. That's the word. Attention is the currency of the flow of your life. And whatever you're giving your attention to is going to determine how your life flows. And you cannot afford to concentrate on anything that does not advance your life. People bring so much to me. You know, you should do this. I get so many emails. You should be a part of this. You should partner in this. And some of them sound really good on the surface, but the reality is I know that by focusing on that, it's taking me away from my true goals and vision, and it does not really align with who I am and what I'm attempting to do and to accomplish. So that was number one. Your commitment to your purpose will determine number two, where you invest your time. You've heard me say this before. Time is a non-renewable resource. So if you know me, people say they know me, but they don't know me. If you really know me, the worst thing that you could ever do is to waste my time. There's always something, and, you know, people laugh at me. They're like, Jamil and this time thing is, like, obsessive. And I'm like, you should be obsessive about it because too many of us, and hear my heart when I say this, nothing wrong with having a good heart and wanting to help everybody, but too many of us waste too much time with people that are not going anywhere. We keep investing and pouring and pouring, and if you keep pouring into something empty, it's going to deplete you. And people get upset when I say this. They're like, nobody left behind. Well, sometimes you got to leave some stuff behind in order to live the life you were born for. And a lot of us are confused that why we're not living the life we're born for because there's certain bridges we refuse to burn in our lives. And one, when you really want to upset me, waste my time. Waste my time. There's always things to do, and I'm always challenged on what to make a priority, who to make a priority, where to make a priority. Should I do this? Should I go here? Should I invest this time in this? Is this worth the effort, or should I be doing something different with my life? Don't waste people's time, because if you're willing to waste my time, it lets me know that you never value me to begin with. And this is the problem that I have with so many people and what they call friends and relationships in their lives. It's like, but you're wasting time. When I spend time with people, I'm always there to enhance and to enrich their lives in some way. I'm not just there just to be there. I'm there to make an impartation. I'm there to make a mark, to leave something that will resonate with them even beyond my visit or time with them. I'm never just spending time with people just for the sake of spending time with him. And some people are, oh, so you have a motive. I'm not saying that I have a motive, but I'm saying in every interaction that I have, I'm very clear about what I want this to look like and what my assignment in that particular relationship is. Even if it's with your family, time with family is valuable, and I enjoy time with family. But I also know that there are impartations being made. There are lessons and wisdom and things being imparted to me in that time that are going to help me to be a better person and in turn help me to be a better leader to serve other people. I know that when I spend time with the very small circle that I call friends, that yes, we may be laughing and having a good time, but in the midst of that conversation, you better believe that there's going to be some trace or strand of wisdom and insight and counsel that we pull and extrapolate from that conversation that's going to enhance our lives. You have to give time meaning in your life. And if you don't give time meaning, you're going to create a life full of trivial moments. Write that down. If you don't give time a meaning in your life, you're going to create a life that is full of trivial moments. Time is a non-renewable resource. I cannot get it back. So if I'm willing to invest the gift of my time into a person's life, honor that, respect that, do something with that deposit of time that I've made and multiply that in the lives of other people. If I don't make time for people or places where I'm not valued or treasured, there are some people, and, you know, I've even heard the statement that Janelle is very particular. I am very particular because I don't go to places where I'm not valued. I don't go to places where I'm not respected. I don't go to places where I feel like my time is being wasted and I could be doing something more important. So I don't want you to just to accept this as a way for you to, you know, be rude to people and be like, don't waste my time. But I wanted to change your paradigm around time as well, that when somebody loves you enough to give you the gift of their time and to spend time with you or to pour time into you, that you make the most of that, that you are getting everything that you need to get out of that time and that deposit, and that requires us to be present. You know, one thing that really burns me up is, like, if I'm giving somebody the gift of my time and they are not even present in that moment, it's like, I could be doing something else. So see that not just for other people, but see that in your interactions and how you value the time of other people in your life, and never take that for granted. If I invest time, then it needs to be a worthwhile pursuit. When I invest my time in a person, I am investing a part of my life that I'll never get back. And I don't belong anywhere where my value cannot be perceived and my presence is not appreciated. Write that down. I don't belong anywhere where my value cannot be perceived and my presence is not appreciated. So I'm not wasting time with people that don't value me, and I'm not wasting time and energy in places where I'm not appreciated. There's always something better that you can be doing with your life. And let me say this as well. Don't demand value and appreciation from other people when you're not willing to give it. Because a lot of people, I watch social media, they put all the little memes of, I want people that celebrate me. Well, you don't celebrate other people. So there is no law of reciprocity working in your life, because you cannot expect from others what you yourself are not willing to give and to become. And so I think it's important to refuse to make time investments that leave you empty and unfulfilled. Number three, you cannot commit to your purpose without these things. You have to understand, what are you willing to fight for? At this point in my life, I am very clear about what I am willing to fight for. And these are my non-negotiables and the most important priorities in my life. Take some time in your breakthrough journal and ask yourself, what am I willing to fight for? And what are the clear priorities in my life? So when things come across my desk, or calls or emails or business opportunities or partnerships or different things, the first thing I ask myself, is, does this align with my vision and my non-negotiables? And a lot of times it won't, so the answer becomes no. And some people are like, are you crazy? You turned down such and such. But if it does not align, it doesn't align. And you can't make something fit that's not for you. And so what are you willing to fight for? Every person should take the time to clarify what they're willing to fight for in their lives. If you have nothing to fight for, you have nothing to give your life to. That's another one. We could just stop the show right there and be done. If you have nothing to fight for, you have nothing to give your life to. The people like, Janelle, what is it about you? You seem to be very clear about who you are and what you represent and what you bring to the world. I'm told you, I've done the work. I've taken the time to understand my identity, my values, my unique value proposition, what I bring to the world, what I bring to the people that God has assigned me to impact and be in relationship with. I'm very clear. Most people are not clear about those things, and because of that, they don't have anything to fight for, and they don't have anything to give their life to. And I watch people fight and give their life to things that are worthless and meaningless because they haven't taken the time to really get clear about what the purpose and the direction of their life is. If you have nothing to give your life to, you have a meaningless existence. And there's few things that are more disheartening and troubling to me than a person that does not have anything to fight for in your life. Something to fight for means that your life has a mission. You need a mission. And your mission can't be somebody else's mission. You got to take the time to clarify what your mission is. You know why I say that? Because if I'm simply adopting other people's mission, I'm not living an authentic life. I'm just simply a duplication of somebody else's dreams and goals. And there's nothing wrong with the admiration for them, but does that even align with your vision and who you were created to be? You got to take the time for self-discovery and reflection and exploration to even see if that's who you are and who God has destined and created you to be. And something to fight for will fuel a meaningful existence. When you really have a clear handle on what to fight for in your life, it produces so much meaning and so many great rewards in your life, and every person needs something to fight for. And in the time we have left today, when you commit to your purpose, it will determine what you are willing to sow your life into. And this was hard for me because I had to bring this episode to a wrap, but it's like I feel like I almost need to do an entire episode about what are you willing to sow your life into, because I feel like that is really like the hallmark and the trademark of Janelle Sanders. I made a commitment years ago that I was going to sow my life into a certain thing, and that decision has rewarded me multiple times over, poured into the lives of people all around the world in ways that I never imagined possible. What are you willing to sow your life into? I want you to write that in your journal, and I want you to think about that even after this episode is over. As a highly respected thought leader, I pour into the lives of people all over the world. And one of the most damaging things you can do is to pour your life into worthless wasteland. Write that down. One of the most damaging things you can do is pour your life into worthless wasteland. Read my books, particularly read Unbreakable, my autobiography, and particularly read Significance, the book about identity that helped me to end the identity crisis in my life. I wasted some valuable time and energy and precious moments in my life pouring into worthless wastelands, pouring into places that were empty and void and would never produce any type of return. And that is linked to me not understanding my true value and worth as a person. But when I learned who I was and my unique value and worth, it became a non-negotiable that certain things are not acceptable and certain relationships are not acceptable because they don't align with who I am and who I'm created to be. This is pouring your life into things that will do nothing with the deposit that you have made. There's nothing more disheartening, there's nothing more unfulfilling than to pour your life and to deposit your life into a place that is going to do absolutely nothing with it. And it's one of the reasons that I stopped being so accessible years ago as a mentor, because I realized that I was talking to a lot of people that valued anything that I said to them. And you know how I know they didn't value it? They did absolutely nothing with what I said. And if you know me well enough and you know that I don't like my time to be wasted, I started to have flashbacks and to think about the hours and the time and the energy that I poured into people that didn't want anything to begin with. And so then people are like, well, he doesn't hardly mentor anybody. Absolutely not. I watch people. I observe people. I pray. I discern. Is this somebody that I should give time and energy and pour into? And you should do the same thing. Don't just take on causes for the sake of a cause. Make sure that cause aligns with your calling and your destiny. Constantly making deposits into dead and lifeless places will leave you bankrupt. And there are a lot of bankrupt people because they have poured and poured and poured into empty places that have never yielded any type of return in their lives. Treasures are what you carry enough. Let me rephrase that. Treasure what you carry enough to only pour into places that will cultivate the seeds that you plant. Write that down. Treasure what you carry enough to only pour into places that will cultivate the seeds that you plant. And so at this phase of my life, I'm very careful about where I pour. I pour into places that I know are not going to just take what I said, disregard it, and go do the opposite. But I pour into places where I know that the wisdom and the insight that I share is going to be valued and it's going to make a difference in somebody else's life. And it's much more fulfilling and rewarding, when you live your life that way. And I feel like a lot of people, it's probably one of the reasons that I'm misunderstood. And some people like, he's too strict or he's too harsh in certain areas. But it's not even that. It's just that I have a no tolerance for just foolishness of any kind. I don't have the bandwidth for it. And I watch people and they go through it again and again and again. And it's like, at some point, the light bulb has to come on and you have to choose yourself and you have to love yourself enough to know that certain things are just not acceptable. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person or anything like that at all, but it does mean that this may be a person that may not be able to be a part of your journey and your experience. And so we've covered a lot of ground today, but I want you to probably need to listen to this 2 or 3 times because I didn't even know it was going to go this deep. I mean, I had an idea where I was going to go, but it just pours out of me sometimes, and I feel like this is going to help you in a major way to get your life to the next level. Determination is not willpower. It is the inner fortitude and the resolve to go after the life that you were born for. Yes, there will be obstacles. Yes, there will be mountains. Yes, there will be valleys. Yes, there will be giants that stand in your way. But you cannot allow any of that to detour you from the life that you were born for. And to realize that if you were born for it, you are empowered and equipped with everything that you need to overcome anything that would try to stand in your way. I've been at this long enough, and I'll tell you that anything that attempts to get in my way, you better believe I'm going to run right over it, and I'm going to get to the expected end that God has for me. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to do life with you today and to spend this time with you. This has been so powerful and eye-opening, and I believe it's going to help you take your life to the next level in the days to come. We always love hearing from you. Reach out to us on social or email us, hello@jamelsanders.com. We'd love to hear how the method of empowerment is impacting your life and helping you to live at the next level. I look forward to seeing you again real soon for another episode as we empower you to live your greatest life, realize your greatest potential, and make a meaningful impact on the world. Stay blessed.
Thanks for joining us for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Always remember, your life has purpose. Your potential is limitless. And only you can define your legacy.